Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Entrepreneur Revolution, How to Develop Your Entrepreneurial Mindset and Start a Business That Works, 3rd edition, by Daniel Priestley, narrated by Grant Cartwright. Limit of Liability, Disclaimer of Warranty. While the publisher and authors have used their best efforts in preparing this work, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this work, and specifically disclaim all warranties, including without limitation any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives, written sales materials, or promotional statements for this work. This work is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering professional services. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a specialist where appropriate. The fact that an organization, website, or product is referred to in this work as a citation and/or potential source of further information does not mean that the publisher and authors endorse the information or services the organization, website, or product may provide or recommendations it may make. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor authors shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including, but not limited to, special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Introduction. We are living through revolutionary times. The rules that created commercial success in the past have radically changed. Doing what worked yesterday will not bring you success tomorrow. For some people, this will be a time of great uncertainty and loss. For others, it will be the greatest opportunity in history. The conditions are perfect for almost anyone in the world to create a successful business that completely changes their life for the better. An entrepreneur is simply someone who spots an opportunity and acts to make it into a commercial success. This book is written to help you to become better at spotting opportunities and turning them into a commercial success. A revolution is a great shift in society, where an old system is thrown out and a new one is embraced. In all of history, the real fortunes are made in revolutionary times. The difference with this revolution is that it presents a chance for wealth to spread to a lot more people. The tools, technology, and opportunities that have shown up recently are designed to empower people, lots of people. Today, farmers in rural India have access to more information and computing power than NASA had when it launched the Voyager missions. Today, a teenager in their bedroom has more tools for building a global enterprise than Coca-Cola did when it grew internationally. A small business based in London can easily have a tech developer in Uzbekistan, a customer service representative in the Philippines, an accountant in India, and a salesperson in South Africa. This little team might talk to each other every day, but have never met up in person. Despite having no offices or factories, they might have thousands of customers across several countries. Today, your business ideas have more potential to become massively successful than ever before in history. For whatever reason, you were born to live through these exciting times. You weren't born to live in the dark ages as a serf. You weren't born to live in the agricultural ages as a farmer. You weren't born to live in the industrial age as a factory worker. You are alive during a unique point in history, a time where anything is possible for you. This book is here to wake up the part of you that can spot opportunities and make them successful. Not just any opportunities, but those that are right for you. In these chapters, you will discover that there's a part of your brain that is already highly entrepreneurial and wants to build something you can be proud of. You'll discover exactly how to live in the entrepreneur sweet spot, where you do what you love, you do something of value, and you get rewarded generously for it. This book will challenge you too. I've laid out 10 challenges for you to get started on almost immediately. They are designed to push your buttons and get you out of your comfort zone. We will explore a high-performance mindset and culture so that no matter how many complex decisions you face, you will always find a way to move forward. I'm going to share with you the keys to creating a product ecosystem that scales up to make more money than you've ever made, hopefully by orders of magnitude. I'll also share the code I've used to create small, high-performing teams that achieve more than companies with 10 times bigger headcounts. Best of all, we will do this in a way that is fun, adventurous, and makes a positive impact. I want you to love the process of becoming a great entrepreneur, not just the results you get. You might want to listen to this book more than once. I've hidden gems in this book, ideas that have taken me decades to figure out and codify. In every section, you'll hopefully find a sentence that sparks an idea or challenges you to do something differently. Rather than rushing through the book and then getting stuck into the next one, focus on implementation. When a brainwave hits you, stop listening. Make notes. Fire off an email to action what you've learned, or make a call to discuss your plans with a friend. Many people have said to me that they got more from this book the second time. In particular, I'd like this book to reveal to you something hidden. There's an underlying theme relating to a key ingredient that you need if you really want to be successful. You might notice it straight away, or it might come to you later. If you do notice the new ingredient, pay particular attention to put it into everything you do. This new ingredient hasn't been necessary in business up until this point, but from now on, it must be at the very heart of what you do. I'm going to mention this ingredient many times in the book, but I won't say what it is specifically for you. I will leave you to find it. When you listen through this book, search for this magic ingredient, or at least search for clues. If something in these chapters really makes your emotions flow or your head buzz, it's probably an indication of what this ingredient might be. The beginning is important and the end will unfold, but at the center, you might discover a mountain of value you never noticed at first. Sometimes people experience this book and get it right away. Some people get it on the second or third time through. I've not hidden this key ingredient from you. If anything, it's actually right under your nose. Whatever you do, don't stop searching. You simply can't build a successful enterprise without this ingredient in the entrepreneur revolution. Good luck. I hope you love this book. To see videos of these and other case studies, visit dent.global/entrev. Chapter 1. The Entrepreneur Revolution is Unfolding. You live at the most incredible time in history. A massive transfer of wealth, power, and possibility is taking place. If you approach it with the right mindset and strategy, you will make a fortune by pursuing your passion, and you will solve meaningful problems and improve the world along the way. What's taking place is a revolution. Everything as you know it is changing, and in the coming years, the pace of change will accelerate. The nature of work, lifestyle, and wealth is all radically shifting in real time. Before we look forward, however, let's look backwards at the last revolution. Let's begin at the agricultural age. If you went back to 1750 in a time machine, the chances are the first person you would meet would be a farmer. The agricultural age was defined by the fact that most people worked the land. Then came a series of technological breakthroughs. The steam engine, fossil fuels, and machinery. One tractor could do the work of 100 men in the field. One textile factory could make all the suits for a city at a fraction of the cost of a tailor. More energy could be extracted from lumps of coal than we could harness from our most impressive horses. The technology changed things. You couldn't fight it. You couldn't avoid it. It was a revolution. The nature of work, life, education, healthcare, and wealth creation massively transformed. If you took your time machine back any time between about 1850 and the year 2000, there's a lot less chance you would meet a single farmer, even if you tried. You would meet factory workers. In the early part of the revolution, you would see people who worked on machines making products. They were blue-collar factory workers. If you went back to the late 1900s...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?